We're also going to switch to the prospect side. And Angelo, you hit on it with the comment of happy Drew Thorpe Day. It is Drew Thorpe Day. We have Drew Thorpe making his big league debut. Maybe not as what he envisioned when he was drafted, because he's making it with the White Sox, because he was a key component in trades. But Jeff, what should we expect now that we see Drew Thorpe going to the big leagues?
Yeah, I think, you know, somebody who is a little bit unusual in terms of, you know, a right-handed, you know, change-up guy who doesn't have sort of this, you know, drop-off-the-table sort of change-up. It's very much like a softer fastball, and it has a little bit more arm-side run than he has on the four-seam fastball, which is his most used pitch and his, you know, predominant fastball. Decent velocity separation, but Thorpe is not really a hard thrower. Coming into this week, was averaging 91 to 92 miles per hour. Had touched, you know, 94 to 95 at peak. A lot of hop on the fastball, a little bit of cut, so it is pretty good shape. Not a huge bat misser, only like a 9% swinging strike rate on that pitch. But it sets up, it's in the zone quite a bit. It sets up that changeup. The changeup itself, 21% swinging strike rate against it this year, 37.3% miss rate. It's a, you know, well above, you know, 65% strike rate on that pitch as well. He'll mix in a slider. He's got a cutter variation as well. It's a really interesting pitch mix. And I think, you know, it's not necessarily always a recipe for success, a right-handed changeup guy. But I do think, you know, if you look at the performance numbers over the last 2 years in the minor leagues, there's very few, if no one, that's outperformed just sort of on the baseball card surface level stats, like Drew Thorpe. And like I said, really interesting pitch shapes. He's got that interesting changeup that plays off of that hoppy four seamer, does have a couple of different breaking ball shapes. It's just a matter of him executing in the right spots. You know, certainly, you know, his home park isn't the most forgiving, but at the same time, this could be a guy and a rookie that gets some runway and gets some opportunity, because he's probably better than a lot of the options that the White Sox are going to be able to roll out there over the next couple of months. I'm excited to see what Thorpe looks like today. And I think White Sox fans should be excited about this, because it's kind of the first and a more exciting wave of potential prospects that are coming through this system. And with some trades potentially coming up over the next month or so, there could be some more prospects joining them as well.
There has to be something, because let's be honest, it's bleak right now. I mean, this is a team that not providing a whole lot of reasons to watch other than like highlights of, oh, they got into a scrap today. What did the announcers say? You know, things like that. But the thing I want to ask you, Jeff, that stands out to me about Drew Thorpe is it is easy for us to kind of underrate, you know, when a pitching prospect, a starting pitching prospect, is not particularly sexy. And I don't want to overdo this, because the starter traits are great. But at the same time, guys who a lot of times, if you say, oh, this guy could be a 4, he could be a 5, sometimes he could be a 6, he could be a 7, he could be a number 8 starter. But with a guy like Thorpe, I would kind of say there are starter traits here. And if he can be durable, I do feel like sometimes it's easy to kind of just kind of wipe away and say, you know, let's say it's a 95 ERA plus, you know, kind of a league average a little bit, but, you know, below that FIP down the road. Oh, that's not, you know, nothing that all that interesting, but you need guys like that. You know, you need guys who are going to give you those innings and give you that reliability, even if it's kind of not as in vogue as it was maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a big part of it, is he is a guy that's going to get to the show. And I feel like I've talked about this every time we really dig into the upside of a particular pitching prospect, especially somebody that performs and maybe outperforms what the underlying pitch metrics and movement numbers and Statcast stuff, whatever term you want to put on it, necessarily says. And to some degree, I think Thorpe falls into that bucket. I think the other thing about him that's unusual is he's not a hard thrower. And I think for this day and age, you know, somebody who throws 91 miles to 92 miles per hour as a right-hander just isn't something that we expect to have success at the major league level. That being said, you know, there are always certainly exceptions to the rule. there are guys that, you know, are in the major leagues that throw in the low 90s, that have good location, that know how to sequence, and, you know, have a primary secondary like Thorpe has with that changeup. I think the biggest concern for me isn't necessarily even the velocity, but just more of having a true breaking ball that can generate consistent swing and miss. And I know that's been a question from a lot of scouts and evaluators when we've done some work on Thorpe over the last couple of years.
Okay, I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper to that. When you say, like, the concerns is he's a right-hander with a changeup as opposed to a lefty with a changeup, the key part of that is that the changeup is usually the best pitch you have against guys who you know, that you're, that's that opposite side batter, right? So if you're a lefty with a changeup, that's going to be great against right-handed hitters. Whereas if you're a righty with a changeup, that's great against lefties. But now the question becomes, so what are you going to do to get right-handed hitters out? And that, I guess I'll kind of kick it back to you, what you were saying there. That's kind of the question. That's what I'm going to be watching the most tonight against big league hitters. Does he have multiple ways or even a primary way to get either early count, you know, weak contact, or a strikeout pitch to get out right-handed hitters? Is that kind of what you're talking about as your biggest concern?
Yeah, I think so, because it's a very average performing slider when we look at sort of those numbers. Even in terms of the shape, it's sort of a gyro cutter. There's not a lot of, you know, vertical drop on it. It's located pretty well. So I think that because of the location, the swinging strike rates are about average. He's got a cutter variation, but I can also see how those two pitches can play off of each other. You can mix in that changeup because it's so good. He can throw it right on right and, you know, sort of give a different look to right-handed hitters, especially good right-handed hitters. So I think that's the biggest thing. Now, we've seen him do that in Double A. We've seen him do that in the minor leagues over the last couple of years. It's just a matter of seeing Thorpe do that against the best of the best major league hitters and, you know, all the stuff that comes with that, just in terms of guys that see pitches better, that guys that make contact more, guys that hit the ball a lot harder. Just across the board, everything obviously is a lot tougher. You're walking even sort of thinner tightrope.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. We're going to be fascinated to watch how he does. But whenever top prospects get called up, check out the Baseball America YouTube channel, because we're going to have it covered.